This is Voice of SBV.
Hello everyone. Warm welcome and greetings to all of you. This is Dr. Sunaina Chaudhary, Assistant Professor of Clinical Psychology, Department of Psychiatry, MGMCRI, from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. The title of today's podcast is Feeling Good Matters, Fostering Positive Mental Health and Well-being, where I shall be talking about issues and concerns that are pertinent to all of us. The session will be facilitated by Dr. Gargi Pushpalal, resident from Department of Psychiatry. Hello, Dr. Gargi.
Hello, ma'am. So, firstly, can you tell us what mental health is?
Simply put, mental health means health of the mind. The word mental pertains to mind, just like the word cardiac pertains to heart or renal pertains to kidneys. Now, mind is a product of the brain and it derives from the activities or functions performed by the brain, like thinking, mood, purposive behavior, intelligence, personality, motivation, attitudes, and so on. However, a more structured and recognized definition provided by the World Health Organization states that mental health is a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own potentials, can work productively and fruitfully, can cope with the normal stresses of day-to-day life, and can make a contribution to his or her community.
That was clearly explained, madam, and that gives a good start to the podcast. Moving to the next one, what is meant by mental well-being and positive mental health?
Well-being is a multidimensional construct. Within it, mental well-being refers to a positive state of psychological and emotional health where a person is able to function cognitively and emotionally in a manner that is productive and fulfilling. It involves the components of feeling good, life satisfaction, and more of positive and pleasant emotional experiences. Now, having said that, I need to mention that well-being does not require one to feel good at all times. In fact, negative and painful emotional experiences are a part of normal experience. And well-being depends on the individual's ability to manage and navigate through these negative emotional experiences. Thus, mental well-being and good mental health are distinct from and more than the mere absence of mental disorder.
Thank you for that, madam. Your answer actually leads me to the next question. Why are mental health and mental well-being important?
Let me begin by saying that health is a holistic entity involving physical, mental, and social well-being. Our body, that is the physical state, and mind, that is the mental state, are not separate and compartmentalized. They interact with each other through three very important systems, namely the autonomic nervous system, neuroendocrine pathways, and the neuroimmune pathways. Therefore, our mental and physical health are interrelated. Now, mental health is the foundation for well-being and effective functioning of individuals, families, society, and humanity as a whole. It concerns everyone as it is generated in our everyday lives at home, at school, at workplaces, and in leisure activities. Good mental health is an important individual resource which also enables mutually satisfying and enduring relationships. Good mental health prevents mental illness by protecting against the negative effects of stress on mental health. Good mental health improves physical health as it is associated with better immune functioning, more healthy lifestyles, better physical health, and longevity. In fact, several countries around the world have incorporated promotion of happiness and well-being as a national development target, which moved the United Nations to adopt a happiness resolution in 2011.
Wonderful. that definitely irons out any doubts regarding it. The next question is something quite a few people would like to know the answer to. How can we promote mental well-being and positive mental health?
In promoting mental health, we focus on optimizing positive mental health by increasing protective factors and encouraging healthy behaviors, along with creating conditions that support mental health. Now, some of the general strategies that can be adopted in our day-to-day life are, firstly, talking about our feelings or sharing our feelings with someone who cares and whom we trust. Being active physically and mentally. Three, learning new things which can keep us motivated and stimulated. That can be a hobby, a skill, a language, anything. Eating well and avoiding excessive use of alcohol are also important. Connecting socially, building a social network by building new friendships or staying in touch with older ones can go a long way in helping to maintain positive mental health. Doing things we are good at by making use of our talents and interests can promote a sense of confidence and achievement. Accepting ourselves as we are is also an important asset. Caring for others and helping others who are facing difficulties of various kinds is also a protective factor. Finally, taking some time out for ourselves on a regular basis is also extremely re-energizing.
I completely agree to it, ma'am. That brings me to the final question, which is also very relevant today. How can we preserve mental well-being during the current COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, as we all know, the COVID-19 pandemic has led to unprecedented and extraordinary life changes and circumstances. And there is now a growing concern about its impact on mental health of individuals and societies. Therefore, it is imperative that during this pandemic, we take as much care of our mental health as we adopt measures to protect our physical health. We need to first introduce a structure and routine in our day-to-day functioning and activities in order to stay focused and motivated with a sense of control and predictability over our lives. We must also ensure 7 to 8 hours of refreshing sleep and a balanced, healthy diet. Next, it is essential to incorporate physical exercise like walking or jogging and others like yoga and meditation, which can go a long way to be good stress busters and can promote positive mood states. Indulging in indoor recreational activities like hobbies and interests, even discovering new ones, can be extremely helpful. Dividing household chores among family members and delegating responsibilities to others can also help to reduce the burden on specific individuals within the family. As already mentioned, it is also beneficial to connect socially as much as possible with friends, family, and relatives over phone or Skype or video chats and others. Engaging in joint activities with family members and enjoying family time can help to build and improve family bonding and relationships. Ensuring psychological space or me time on a daily basis for half an hour to an hour can be extremely rejuvenating. Also, there is a need to restrict time spent on watching COVID-related news, which can increase our levels of anxiety, fear, and uncertainty even further. It is also important that we rely on COVID-related health information from authentic sources like the World Health Organization or government health websites and carefully differentiate myths from facts. Well, that brings us to the end of today's session, and I thank Dr. Gargi and all of you for a patient hearing. I'm also grateful to SBV for offering me this opportunity. Thank you and have a good day.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.